So now let's talk about preparing for a meditation. Before we actually start meditating, obviously, we need a time and a place for meditation. It's great if in your home you can set up a little corner of one room which you can reserve just for meditation. Because in psychology there's something called anchoring, which means that if you have a certain emotional event around a place or a person and you see that person again or you go to that place again, you'll get into that same mood. So if we can create a little corner which for us is a little bit sacred or peaceful, this is going to actually help in our meditation session. Also, it's good for other family members to know that when you're in that place, they don't disturb you. So if you want to put together a little shrine or something where you sit and decorate it with a candle or some flowers or some statues or pictures of things that bring you into meditative mind, this all helps. Some people even like to give offerings if they're kind of religiously inclined, so to speak. And that all helps in creating a mood for meditation. Now, you're going to need a chair or some cushions to sit on. If you're sitting on the ground, then I like to have two cushions, one which is underneath my bottom and another one which sort of sits just underneath your coccyx bone, so it tilts it up a little bit, so you're almost like sitting on a slant or sitting on a rolled up towel or something like that, which just tilts your hips forward a bit. So that helps in the sitting posture of the meditation. And we'll go into the meditation on the body, and I'll talk a little bit more of the body in the next audio. So now that you've got the place and the position, the next is to set a time. And this is quite important, because what I suggest is set a time for yourself which you know that you'll fairly comfortably complete. And the reason to do this is it's good to start a practice where you complete each meditation session as you promised to do it in the beginning. A mistake can really happen if you sort of set yourself half an hour to meditate and then get in the habit of getting up after about 20 minutes. What you'll find is that over a period of a couple of weeks, you'll get into the habit, so to speak, of getting up before the meditation session is finished, and next you'll wind up and it'll be 5 minutes long or a few minutes long, and then you'll get up. So it's good to get into the habit of selecting a certain amount of time, and that can be as short as you want. So you can select a 10-minute meditation if you like, or a 5-minute meditation. But once you make that promise to yourself, make sure you stick to it and sit there no matter what. Even unless there's a real emergency, don't get up for anything and stay there for the 10 minutes. Now, interestingly, they suggest also that even if your meditation session is going well, you should actually get up after the time that you've allocated so that you don't get sort of attached either way to getting up early when the meditation session is going badly, or getting up or staying in meditation even if the meditation is going well. So for a week, select a time where you know you can definitely complete it, and select, you know, how many times a week. You know, once a day is great, but if you wanted to choose 3 times a week or 4 times a week or even once a week, whatever you promise yourself, it doesn't matter how easy it is. The important thing is to stick to it. And then after a couple of weeks, you can change that promise and you say, right, from now on I'm going to do 4 or 5 times a week. So that's the timing of meditation. Now, a few tips while you're meditating. Try to imagine yourself being sort of graceful and peaceful, and pretend that if there was someone looking at you from outside, they would see this graceful person emanating this aura of peace, so to speak. It's suggested that you should meditate in a comfortable place which is neither too hot nor too cold, but if it has to be one way or the other, coolness is better than heat. So it's actually better to be slightly cool rather than slightly hot. Likewise, the ideal is to meditate on, not being too full or nor too hungry. So you should be just okay. But again, if you were to sway one way or the other, it's better to meditate on a slightly empty stomach rather than a full stomach. So really, they're the main tips on preparing a place to meditate. And next, we'll be going on to actually the body and how to sit meditate.